And Minnesota's defending to our left. Fans, as we start this half, Harry Ellis kicking from the right, taken down on Minnesota's 10-yard line by Billy Bye, I believe. He's back up to the 20 and is stopped across on the other side of the field by Tony Momsen. Minnesota's ball on its own 24. First down and 10 to go. I don't know, of course, how this game is coming out, but it will be interesting at 1:30 tomorrow over WCCO to hear what Bernie Bierman has to say about this first half and, of course, for that matter, about the whole game. First down on the 24, 15 yards out from the other side of the field. On the first play, it's a reverse to Dale Warner. Warner gets up just across the 25, is stopped by Hennebold. He took the ball from the right halfback spot from by running to his right, crossed the 25, cut inside between tackle and end. Second down, about 8.5 to go. Minnesota's ball just across its own 25. Michigan leads 14-0. We're just starting the third quarter. There's a T formation. And they give the ball to Kuzma. Frank Knifes in between right guard and center is stopped by a tight Michigan line headed by Momsen and Kempthorne. It's third down, 7 to go. Minnesota's ball on its own 26.5-yard line in midfield. Rovers come out. Conemaker in there at center now. Calling signals, Bill Thiel. There's a pass back to Billy Bye. Bye throws. It's incomplete. It was intended for Gordy Salto, and it was incomplete on the 35-yard line. Minnesota will have to punt. It's fourth down and about 7 to go. Minnesota's ball on its own 26. The watch had stopped on the incomplete pass, so Grant can come in and make a substitution for Supetsanen. Bye back in punting position on the 15-yard line to our left. Twin safeties, Tenningun Lentz, back on the 35 to our right. Pass comes back. Bye kicks. It strikes on the 50, is bouncing back the other side of the field. And he's stopped by Bud Grant around Minnesota's 45. It was Walt Tenningun. Michigan has had great success today, folks, returning punts. Michigan has first down on Minnesota's 45. Defensive and offensive changes being made. Referee Bill Blake signals the watch will resume. Lots of women in that Michigan cheering section. Plenty of Susies and Sals here in this 98,000 crowd. Okay, over to the right. Ortman is back. Here's Van Summerman on a flanker. Ortman throws. It's incomplete. On the ground and going out of bounds. Van Summerman was covered by McAllister. Second and 10, Michigan's ball on Minnesota's 45. Amundson, Thompson, McAllister, and Skrine in the backfield. Grant, Nomolini, Stolen, Tonnemaker, Jezuski, Markert, and Edling on the line. Michigan's favored that pass quite a good deal today. They throw it almost laterally, but it is noticeably forward, and it's complete when it is completed, still in the backfield. There's a fumble on a play at the center of the line, and Minnesota recovers on just about the Gophers' 45-yard line. It was Bud Grant recovered that fumble. Minnesota takes over on its own 45. Here's a funny thing, fans. You know how we really first found out Minnesota recovered? Because all the Gopher subs came running off the bench to take over. You have something, Marv?
I'm going to say, Halsey, that's what I noticed. The subs were on the field before the referee had given his signal. They knew the ball was going to recover by Minnesota.
And so the shift is over to the right. It's on the 45. And he goes through center, picks up maybe 3 or 4 yards. It was Billy Bye from left half, tackled by Kempthorne on Minnesota's 48-yard line. A 3-yard gain makes it second and 7. 15 yards in from the far side. This Michigan field very clearly marked. They have the great big white markers on the gridiron in addition to on the sidelines. Minnesota's ball on the Gophers 48, second and 7. Bye back on a shift to the right. It goes to Kuzma, and Frank gets up to the 50-yard line where Wall hits him. It will be 3rd and 5. Minnesota's ball on the 50. Still closer to the opposite side of the field. Michigan defending to our right, Minnesota to our left. It's 14 to nothing for the Wolverines. And we have 11 minutes to play. Over to the right again. Jim Molaski in at quarterback. Bypasses, and it's complete. It's complete for a first down, unless it's Minnesota, which committed a penalty. No, Michigan. Michigan was offside, and it was complete for a first down to Gordy Salto. A pass from by to Salto. Minnesota naturally declines the penalty and takes first down on Michigan's 42. The Gophers have not yet made a first down purely by rushing. That shows you the type of Michigan team they're against today. The Minnesota team held so far to no first downs by rushing. Here we are over to the right. It's Kuzma. Frank barrels just barely across the 40, hit by Holloway. And Blake puts it down just about the length of that pig's kimono over the 40-yard line. Second down, 8 to go. Minnesota's ball on Michigan's 40-yard line. The play's over now on our side of the field. Wolverines lead 14 to nothing. Ten minutes and 45 seconds. There's by. Billy cuts in, but Wolverines are stubborn, and he is stopped short of the 35 by Momsen again. It's third down and about 4.5 to go. Minnesota's ball on Michigan's 36-yard line. Ball is just still out there in midfield. I don't know if you're hearing the public announcer out here in the background. I wish he and I could agree once where the ball is. Here we are. Over to the right. Buys back. He's looking for a receiver. And it's complete for a first down to Bud Grant. Bud's down to the 30, to the 15. And ladies and gentlemen, he's run out of bounds between Michigan's 10 and 15-yard line. A first down for Minnesota on Michigan's 13-yard line. By to Grant, which has been a deadly passing combination today.
I don't believe he's missed a pass today, has he?
Oh, I think that's 5 or 6 out of that many.
On the Michigan 13-yard line.
Oh, how important that second Wolverine touchdown looms now, fans. Well, Michigan leading 14 to nothing. The Gophers have to score twice and kick both of them. Here we go over to the right by. Oh, and what a stonewall he ran into. Momsen, Wistert, and Henneveld in the line, picked up a yard, second and 9. Minnesota's ball on Michigan's 12-yard line. 15 yards out from our side of the field. That by to Grant, a great combination today. Michigan's playing a six-man line. It's a 6-3-2 defense. Shift is over to the right. By is back. By running with the ball. Is stopped short of the 10-yard line, piled up there by Henneveld. Blake is hurt on the play. The referee got a sock from a fellow named Nomolini. So I don't imagine he feels particularly happy about that. It's on the 11-yard line. It's third down and 8 to go. Minnesota's ball on Michigan's 11. Left to play in the third quarter. There's Kuzma. Kuzma hits through center, gets almost to the 5, is stopped by Kemp Thorne, and it is on Michigan's, well, we'll say it's the 6.5-yard line, fans, directly in front of the goalposts. Fourth down and about 3 yards to go. Fourth down and about 3 yards to go. Michigan proving just as great in the shadows of its own goal as Minnesota was a while back. Here's a single wing over to the right. It's Kuzma into the line, and they stop him. Michigan takes over on its own 5. Michigan takes over on its own 5, first and 10, directly in front of the goalpost. There's the shift over to the right, and everybody charges offside. I don't know if that's going to be ruled officially a play or not. It could be either team or both. We'll see where the referee puts the blame, if any. No, nobody offside. It was trying to be a quarterback sneak, and they lost a yard. Michigan's ball on its own 4-yard line. Second down and 11 to go. The Michigan backs are now in their own end zone. There's a shift over the right with Ortman back. It's Ortman running to the right and cutting in. And he gets up for a gain of around 4 or 5 yards. Is stopped on Michigan's 8-yard line by McAllister. Ortman has a very corkscrew type of running. He shoots in, cuts between his own right tackle and end, and then comes almost laterally over to his left. Third down and about 7 to go. Michigan's ball on its own 8-yard line. Single wing over to the right. Ortman back. Ortman running. Cutting in and going preciously close to a first down. He had to get up to the 15 for a first down, but he didn't quite make it. Fourth down and feet to go after Nomalini and Tonnemaker made the tackle. Thompson and McAllister are expecting a punt anyway, and they go backing up. It's 14 to nothing for Michigan, and we have 5 minutes and 30 seconds left to play. There's Ortman standing back on the 5-yard line to our right, fans. The ball comes back, and he fumbles it and kicks it along the ground. It's in the end zone, and Minnesota recovers. I'll see how they rule that. It's a touchdown for Minnesota. Up in the end zone, and Mr. Edling pounced upon it, and it was a free ball. And now there's Gordy Salto with Billy Bye holding in a very crucial kick. Bye's arms are out, the ball comes back. Salto kicks. It is good. That's a quick turn of fortune. You work and sweat and perspire and pray all afternoon, and then you get a touchdown like that.
Well, Halsey, I tell you, that is really one of the surprises of the game, and that's one of the things that happens in a Minnesota-Michigan game. All breaks are taken into consideration. It looked as though there wasn't an opportunity there within 40,000 miles, but all of a sudden, Ortman fumbled the ball, got it on the ground. When he dropped it on the ground, then he started to kick it because it is a free ball. He's allowed to kick it. He was in a position to kick it in any way he can. But when he kicked it, the ball was lying in such a way that it rolled away in back of him, went back to the goal line, and two Minnesota players tried to get it, and he was down there trying to fall in. It rolled away from him. So now let's ready for the kickoff, and it's Minnesota kicking. There they go, Halsey. Take it.
Gophers kicking, Michigan defending down to our right. It comes down to the 10-yard line, taken by Vance Summerin. He's running to his right, trying to reverse his field. Then he cuts straight back up, and he stopped between his own 25 and 30. Incidentally, as Marv said on that play, ladies and gentlemen, Ortman was trying to fall on it. If he had fallen on it, it would have been a safety. Minnesota would have got 2 instead of 6 points. First down for the Wolverines, and they're on their own 27-yard line. The play is over at our side. Minnesota playing a 5-3-3 defense. And there's that signal play again. It looks like a play where the ball was passed on crossed-up signals, but this time Blake does drop the red hanky.